Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
My name is Mary Knightley, K-N-I-G-H-T-L-Y.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
My address is 597R Lafayette Road, Hampton, New Hampshire, 03842.
Thank you for that. And how could I help you?
This is my third call. I have been ordering Omex 3 for years, and I've never had a problem. Supposedly, they don't even know if they sent out something in November 17th. So that got canceled. And I called again Saturday and tried to figure out what is going on. They said that it was reordered. I haven't received it yet. And she said, well, they've sent me emails for the tracking number, and the tracking number, they say, cannot be because you have to order. It has to be, you know, it came up, and it wouldn't give me where it is.
Right.
So I am calling today to see if my Omex 3 has been sent out, and where is it?
Okay, sure. And
thank
give
you very
me
much.
One moment while I check into that.
Thank you.
Thank you for patiently holding. I'm still here. One moment.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here checking into that for you. One moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. I'm still here with you. Bear with me a few more moments.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you for being patient. We're still checking into this tracking number for you
okay.
to see why it isn't working. So thank you for being patient.
Okay. On Saturday, they sent they said they would send me the email with the tracking number, but that never happened.
Yes, ma'am. It was placed into the system for an email to be sent out with a new tracking number. But I'm not sure what could be the hold on that, but we are checking into that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being patient. I'm still here. I'm so sorry about that wait. We're just checking into that for you.
Don't worry. Thank you.
I'm so sorry for that wait. One moment.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you for being patient and bear with me a few more moments. I'll be with you in a few moments.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So thank you for being patient. So last time when you called, we offered to get a new tracking number out to you since it was something wrong with the last tracking number.
Right.
But
there were two came and I couldn't, they were wrong.
Well, what we can go ahead and do is just a reship and just reship the product out to you.
So has the package gone out?
Well, we're actually not able to tell with that tracking number. Well, I would have to assume with it having a tracking number that it did ship, but there isn't any updates on it.
I don't think I understand all this.
Right. So what I'm explaining is if it did not ship, then it would not have a tracking number. So I'm assuming that it did ship out. But the tracking number isn't giving us any updates on the tracking. So it's not letting us know if it's in transit or if it's out for delivery or anything. So what I can do, since we don't know, is just do a reship for you. And so if you do so happen to receive that product, then you can return it if you have too much. If you're going to receive both, then you can return one. Long as it's unopened. But we can go ahead and do that reship right now.
Should I wait and see if I get it in the next couple of days and then call you back?
Well, I would say, because I do see here that it was ordered on December 1st, usually shipping is 7 business days. So that'll be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So I should get it on Thursday?
Well, let's see, because you don't count the day that it was ordered. And, of course, the weekend is not included into the business days. So that's so your 7th business day would actually be Monday, December 12th. So if you weren't running to give it the full 7 business days to see if you'll receive it, then that's fine. Or you can give us a call by Friday. If you haven't received it by Friday, then we can do a reship on Friday.
Okay. I think I'll do that. If I don't receive it, then I'll give you a call back.
Sure. That's no problem. And I do apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience.
I have ordered this for years, and this has never happened. I don't.
Right. Right, yes, ma'am. And I don't think that it has anything to do with you. It seems like it's more of a USPS problem.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help. And if I don't receive it by Friday, I'll call you back.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.